Ghoulish greetings, everyone. Those tunes are courtesy of the lovely Bobby Mackey, and I, of course, am your host, Tessa Morrow.
Way back in the 30s, in the little town of Wilder, lived an old man and his lovely little daughter. They ran gambling for a living. It was the best place around.
Thanks for stopping by and making Paranormal Prowlers Podcast part of your morning, day, night, graveyard shift. Whenever you listen and wherever you are listening from on top of the mountains to the hot desert, remote village to the big city and everything in between, it is greatly appreciated. This week's special city shoutouts go to Copenhagen, Denmark, Wantage, England, Cerritos, California, Brisbane, Australia, Grand Lake, Colorado, and Alness, Scotland. Before we hop into this episode, I just want to give a shout out to the Pauly family. The paranormal and podcast communities lost a very dear, dear man, Jerry Pauly. They had Hillbilly Horror Stories, him and his wife Tracy, and I really do recommend listening to that podcast if you haven't. Next week, we are doing a memorial episode. So if by any chance you know Jerry, you've listened to the podcast, you've met him, whether it's at a convention or whatever, and you have something to say, please reach out to me because I am actually looking for people. I already have a few people, but I'm looking for people to share stuff for this memorial episode. Deadline is Friday the 13th. Should be easy enough to remember. Wonderful holiday. So please, please, please give that recording or writing over to me if you're interested. I'd love to have you part of the episode as it will be epic. Regardless, please keep his sweet wife Tracy and the whole Pauly family and the Hillbilly Horror family in your thoughts and prayers. Really appreciate it. This week we find ourselves in Omaha, Nebraska, at a location called Hummel Park. It's a smidge over 200 acres. It offers gorgeous, breathtaking views of the forest, water, wildlife. I mean, it's all there for you, really. While it indeed is packed with beauty, it also has a dark side to it. On the eastern edge of Hummel Park is something dubbed the Devil's Slide. It's said that many people have come here to end their lives. Remains of animals showing signs of dismemberment have been found scattered about, leading some to believe these poor creatures had fallen victim to satanic rituals. There's a unique staircase here at the park. What makes it interesting is that the number of actual stairs, it remains unknown. People count going down, then they count going up, and they get different numbers every single time. Now, some people say that the steps are smaller and larger, so some may skip steps, and that's why the number is actually different. But it'd still be interesting to kind of go and conduct your own experiment. I'd be up for that for sure. I love doing things like that. Many refer to these as the morphing stairs. In 1950, two thugs attacked four people, two couples. The men, both soldiers, they used hatchets and hammers on the men, kidnapping the girls, raping them, leaving them on a street corner. Now, I'm unsure if anybody actually died during this, but that was not mentioned. So hopefully all four people survived this hauntingly horrifying encounter. I've seen several accounts of women being sexually assaulted throughout the park, so please beware of this. If you're visiting, perhaps go in groups, just don't go solo. My little advice there for you. I also saw that in 2005, a gentleman named Jose was shot in the back by the dreaded MS-13 gang. Thankfully, Jose survived this, living to see another day. Hummel Park has sadly seen several deaths. Starting back in 1933, when a 19-year-old woman named Rose was killed in a car accident after her car overturned as she took a curve. And I quote, NorthOmahaHistory.com. Quote, in 1936, a soldier was found buried in Hummel Park by a WPA crew working there. An archaeologist in Omaha determined the body belonged to a war veteran. Local Boy Scouts decided to put the skeleton in a casket at the park, put it in a gravesite at the top of the cliffs, overlooking the Missouri River Valley. Unquote. In 1947, a drunk 19-year-old went for a drive, found himself in Hummel Park, and sadly plows right into a hay rack that was packed with students from the University of Omaha. A student, 20-year-old Freddie, unfortunately dies. In 1949, the body of a man named George is found inside the park grounds. And in 1960, the frozen body of a woman is found here as well. 10 years later, in 1970, a 15-year-old girl named Lori is found in an abandoned vehicle. She was murdered, shot 3 times. I mean, poor thing, so incredibly young, 15 years old. In 1983, a woman named Laura is brutally attacked by 2 other women who proceeded to not only assault her, but robbed her as well. She had less than $30 on her, and they beat her to death. I have seen in some accounts that Laura was a prostitute and that the women who did this to her were rival prostitutes. The number of killers differ from between 2 up to 4. While I'm unsure of the exact number of culprit hooker killers, what is known is that Laura lost her life that fateful day in Hummel Park. And the cause of death? Well, indeed, murder. Some people visiting the park have claimed to see an apparition of a woman wearing rather revealing clothing, even in the very cold, harsh winter months. She approaches some people asking if they want to have a fun time. Many people believe this to be the murdered woman, Laura. The year after Laura's brutal murder, a 21-year-old woman named Michelle is killed. She's a victim of hit and run. In 1992, a high school kid named Jeremy is murdered in the park. A woman walking her dog comes upon the body. In 1999, a young man named Scott had gone to Hummel Park. He had plans to meet somebody there who was supposedly interested in buying Scott's stereo. While Scott waited for this mystery person, he is ambushed and attacked by 2 people who proceed to stab him and beat him. They leave him for dead and make their escape. But you know what? Scott is a warrior. He used his own blood. And he would write the names of his attackers before walking a 1/4 mile, where finally he finds help. I mean, that's determination right there. That's motivation. It's like, wow, you guys attack me, you leave me for dead. And what, for some money, for a car stereo? Like, get real, right? And I mean, it must have been so hard for him to write those 2 names. But by golly, he did it. And to me, that's just like, that's amazing for sure. I did not see anything about him dying. So, I mean, I want to believe that he survived this horrible attack. I mean, I hope that these people, that he literally wrote their names with his own blood. I hope they're rotting in a jail cell somewhere in someone's prison, bitch. That's all I gotta say about that. Now, while Scott, thankfully, hopefully survived his ordeal, this next person is like the others and not so lucky. A few years after the 1999 attack on Scott, leaving him for dead, we fast forward to 2005, when a young girl named Amber goes missing sometime in the winter months. The following year, in 2006, her body is finally discovered. The temporary resting place? Well, it was in a shallow grave in, yeah, you guessed it, Hummel Park. She did not get to live long enough to see her teens. She was only 12 years old, or young, 12 years young, when her life was taken from her. Later on, a scumbag named Roy Ellis would be charged and found guilty of kidnapping and murder of the 12-year-old Amber. He thankfully is sentenced to death. If there was ever signs about someone who it's like, oh, stranger danger, stay away from him, he is up to no good. He reeked of them. He reeked of these signs. He took pure pleasure in scaring women, harassing them night and day. No one was safe from his wrath, not even his own girlfriend. One time, he proceeded to dig a shallow grave in Hummel Park, similar to the one that he dug for Amber, dragged his girlfriend out there, showing it to her, taunting her, threatening her that he would not hesitate to murder her and throw her corpse in this grave. Like, how sick is that? Seriously. Ellis, at the time of Amber's murder, was already a registered sex offender, so no citizen of the year for this dude, and he had raped several children. No child was safe. Not even his own stepdaughters, who testified at his murder trial, saying that he repeatedly raped both of them, both in their young teens. Each had a child due to these horrific rapes. He's a true monster. I mean, man, this dude sounds like a keeper, said no one ever on planet Earth. In 2008, a gentleman named Dave is killed in a car accident in the park. You can actually see a memorial, it's a cross, in the section of where he died. And in 2013, a man's body is found in Hummel Park. Sadly, to this day, his identity remains unknown. Legend has it, many of the trees in Hummel Park have a weird bend to them. Many believe the legend that they are bent due to people supposedly being hanged here long ago. Mind you, there are no known accounts of people being hanged or lynched here at Hummel Park, but you gotta love legends and myths anyway, right? I quote OmahaMagazine.com, quote, "The legends are tangled and distorted since most have been passed down by word of mouth. One of the urban legends suggests that cannibalistic albino people live in the trees at Hummel, ready to sink their sharp teeth into exposed flesh. Arr, baby, arr! Another version of the story claims that they perform the satanic rituals and live in a remote cabin somewhere in the woods. Some people have claimed to have seen the ghost of Jacob Klatinoff, an actual German immigrant who once lived there in the 1900s. His wife supposedly murdered him, then ran off with her lover. Then we also have the old hermit. He is missing a nose in some cases, fingers in another. Either way, word is he is out to get visitors and wanderers." Unquote. Now there, of course, is no proof whatsoever when it comes to a cannibalistic albino cult out there killing people. But wouldn't that make for a really good thriller? I'd definitely watch that. While dangers may lurk around, it's like that everywhere. It wouldn't stop me from going to visit Hummel Park, and it shouldn't stop you either. But I would obviously take precautions, like only going during the day, going with a group of people, and what have you. Did you enjoy this week's episode? Listen to the others, they are all phenomenal. Haven't heard every single one yet? No need to lose sleep over it. You could binge listen right now to your heart's fright and delight by hitting up any of those podcast platforms such as Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Podcast Republic, Deezer, Castbox. Basically, wherever you may roam to hear your other spooky podcast, you'll probably find Paranormal Prowlers Podcast lurking in the background. And again, everybody, Friday the 13th is the deadline. If you have a Jerry Pauly story that you want to share, Friday the 13th. Thanks, everybody, and I will see you
next week.